Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
When you're raising cattle, you're producing beef, and consumers expect that beef to be sustainably produced. Sustainable beef production is the focus of the 2017 Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, February 24th in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Keynoter will be John Butler, current president of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Other leading players in the beef business will discuss how we raise beef the right way, and cattle market analyst Daryl Peel will offer a market outlook. To register, go to noble.org/ag events or call 580-224-6376.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots
and a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
Well, live and feeder futures should open on a mixed basis this morning thanks to residual selling on one hand and short covering on the other. The lean hog contract's also likely to begin with uneven price action in light volume. Now, light trade volume developed in midweek in several areas of cattle feeding country with live prices ranging from steady to a dollar higher. And we did see about a $120 trade in our part of the country yesterday. Look for moderate trading to surface sometime again today. Asking prices probably still around 122 our part of the country. Now, after soft bids failed to generate market numbers on Tuesday, short-bought hog buyers were forced to roll out the big guns at midweek. Dressed bids jumped as much as $2.73 yesterday, successfully attracting more than 12,000 head, basis the national report. Accordingly, we suspect that the cash market will once again support a firm undertone today, with opening bids ranging from steady to a dollar higher. Now, on the grains took a breather overnight, led by the Chicago Soybean Complex. Outside markets were mostly higher as energies continued yesterday's rally, and gold's long-term uptrend continues to strengthen. This despite light strength in the U.S. dollar index. Dow Jones Industrial Average futures were also higher, following the lead of most overseas equities. Winter wheat markets were lower again, though, this morning as both Chicago and Kansas City hit pause ahead of the February supply and demand reports. While the numbers aren't expected to do much for the wheat complex as a whole, Chicago wheat could be influenced by spillover action from corn and from soybeans. Now, the corn market bulls might be a bit nervous heading into today's weekly reports if looking at price charts. Now, old crop corn is testing its previous high of 371, while daily stochastics sit above the overbought level of 80%. Now, on the soybeans, very quickly, those same market bulls nervous over corn's charts may be biting their nails. Old Crop March has posted an impressive rally since posting a low of $10.17 on February 1st. Now, moving on to our futures, those are coming up in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, February live cattle down 90 cents, 116.77. April was down 175 at 114.75. March feeder cattle down 192 at 122.30. And April was down 165 at 122.97. April hogs down 45 cents, 71.72. And May was down 27 at 75.72. On the grain futures, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, March up 2.5 cents at 442. The May was up 2.25 at 454.75. Chicago wheat, March up 1.75 at 432.5. May was up a penny at 443.5. March corn up 2.25 at 370.75. May was up 2.5, 378.5. March soy was up 16 cents at 1058.75. May was up 16 cents at 1069.25. March cotton up 16 points, 75.41. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.